Well, thank you very much. Not necessarily the best question you can have, but I will be happy to talk about what happened. In fact, I'll never forget, it was the 27th of June when I was woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning. A call came from the office that we had suffered a cyber attack, and then a process started, which I'll talk a little bit about. Now, before we go into the details of the attack itself, A.P. Moller - Maersk is the largest container shipping company in the world. We transport roughly 20% of world trade in containers, so we're a very significant part of the infrastructure of making the world actually run. And every 15 minutes, on average, a container ship will come to a port somewhere with between 10 and 20,000 containers. So now you understand the criticality of infrastructure. We were hit by the non-patch virus. In fact, that meant that we were actually collateral damage of a probably a state attack situation. The impact of that was that we basically found that we had to reinstall our entire infrastructure. We had to install 4,000 new servers, 45,000 new PCs, 2,500 applications, and that was done in a heroic effort over 10 days. Normally, I come from the IT industry, you would say that's going to take 6 months. It took 10 days, heroic effort, and I can only thank the employees and partners that we had on doing that. Now, imagine a company where a ship with 10 to 20,000 containers enter a port every 15 minutes, and for 10 days you have no IT. It's almost impossible to even imagine. And we actually overcome that problem with human resilience. People were able to overcome. We only had a 20% drop in volumes, so we managed 80% of that volume manually, basically. And customers, by the way, were great contributors to overcoming that. Mm. Maybe coming to the learning, this was a very significant wake-up call for an organization like A.P. Moller - Maersk. We could say a very expensive one. It cost us between $250 to $300 million. And yet, I argue that it was a very important wake-up call. What did we learn? Number one, we were basically average when it comes to cybersecurity, like many companies. And this was the wake-up call to become not just good. We actually have a plan to come in a situation where our ability to manage cybersecurity becomes a competitive advantage. That's the ambition that we have. Number two, we chose a very open dialogue around this. From day one, we were on Twitter telling about what has happened, and we have spent enormous resource on helping other companies. I think that is an important point to make, because with that openness, the experience we had, other companies can have, and I believe that we need a very significant level of increase in our understanding of this problem. It is time to stop being naive when it comes to cybersecurity. I think many companies will be caught if they are naive. Even size doesn't help you. I think it is very important that we are not just reactive but proactive. And I think we can't be average. We got to be the best we can. Mm-hmm. The third and last conclusion that I have is one around urgency. We are a quite technologically driven company. More than 90% of all orders come through the internet. But the next level of dependency on digital will be everything is digital. All the documents are digital. The boats will be autonomous. And hence, the criticality of the infrastructure becomes even more urgent. And you cannot overcome with human resilience anymore. So with that in mind, the internet was invented, in 1989, not with the use that we have today in mind. There is a need for a radical improvement of infrastructure and understanding and a collaboration between companies, technology companies, and law enforcement. And hopefully our incident can be a wake-up call, not just for our company with big ambitions now, but for everyone that has anything to do with technology, which I presume is all companies in this world. Thank you.